As far as you know, he didn't have any relatives around here.
No. As far as I know, no. In fact, I don't know if his sister and Nat were still in Ireland. I don't know.
Now, we've talked about his phonograph and his reading. What other things did he do? If he retired shortly after you moved here, he must have had a lot of free time on his hands.
Yes, he visited everybody. He knew everybody. There wasn't a soul that ever moved into the neighborhood that he didn't know. And he used to go around and visit and that. And another place that he always went to the Westminster Market when he had the Westminster Market. And that Bill Hughes, you know, Bill Hughes, he knew him quite well because he used to meet him in the market. When they used to have the, he used to get that roving mic from the market.
Oh, on CKNW?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, Tom was on that several times. Bill Hughes used to meet him there, you know, every Friday morning practically, and talk to him.
How did Tom get down there?
Oh, by the streetcar. I used to go in the streetcar. Of course, the streetcar at that time went, well, first of all, it went right into New Westminster, and then it just went as far as Sapperton, and you took another streetcar, yes, before the bus, but that's right.
Is that how everybody in this area used to get into New Westminster?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did he go into Vancouver very much?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Of course, I think he knew a lot of people, too, and then, of course, there was, what would you call it, maybe the Union Hall where all the loggers and the bridgemen met, and that he used to go, to town quite a bit. Oh, he was quite a traveler. He knew everybody.
It sounds like he had a lot of friends.
Oh, yes, he did. Yeah, quite a few, yeah.
I've heard that he used to play cribbage quite a bit.
Yes, he did. But he wasn't, oh dear, if you didn't know it, he used to be quite cranky if you didn't just do the right thing. Yes, he played cards a lot. He liked cards. He played a lot of cards. He used to play whist too, and cribbage. He always had a cribbage board.
Who did he play with?
Well, whoever would play with him. He was kind of cranky if you didn't do the right thing, as I say. But there was friends, as I say, different bridge men and that. They would come and visit him too, you know, and they would play crib with him. We played whist too.
Did he teach you how to play cards?
Yes, but I'm not a card player. Oh, yes, I guess. Any that I did know about cards, I guess it was him that taught us.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about his house. It used to sit right beside your house here,
mm-hmm.
and it was the end house on Laurel Street
for many years. Oh, yeah.
Surrounded by blackberry bushes.
Oh, yes, and bush.
I guess he had cleared the land himself, too.
Oh, yes. And he also had a 20-foot well there, you know, when we first come here, because we didn't have water. And
where was the well?
It was just about where that hive of bees is right now, was the well.
Just about the middle of his front lawn, then?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
20-foot deep.
Because they blasted it.
Was there anything special about the well? What did it look like?
Well, he had it covered over, you know, and a cover on it, like it was covered with boards and that, and a rope for to put your bucket down for water. We got our water from there, too, for a long time, because we had a well, but it wasn't deep enough for that. You know, we could get water in the summertime, it went dry. But yes, it must have been a spring or something down there, because he always had water. He was a long time before he got the water in the house, because he had good well water.
So the other neighbors had the city water before he did?
Oh, yes. Yes, we all miss. Then finally he got it into.
What about the rest of his yard? Did he have a garden?
No, he didn't bother much. He had flowers, but it was mostly in grass. He got number one grass seed, but mostly come up with thistles. But it was all in grass. Although I don't know how he cut it, because I don't remember him having a lawnmower either. I think he cut it with a scythe. He didn't mow his grass.
But did he keep it neat?
Very. Oh yes, he did. His place was very, very neat. It was always nicely painted, and he had a wooden sidewalk, you know, from the gate up to his house, you know.
And yeah, he had a gate?
Oh yes, he had a white fence around it and a gate.
And as you went up his front steps onto the veranda, did he have anything on the veranda?
No, he had a railing round it, you know, just it wasn't spoked, just a piece of board, you know, all the way around.
And then you went inside the house?
Yeah. Long pink and white, that veranda.
What was the front room, the one that you walked into, used for?
Well, it was, he only had the two rooms in the house, so it was a kitchen and living room and everything. And the other was the back one with the bedroom.
Where did his guests sit?
In the kitchen or, oh yeah.
And that's where he played cribbage?
Oh yes.
Played his records?
Played his records. Yeah.
Did he smoke?
First, he used to chew. He chewed tobacco. But then, in his latter years, he smoked.
Do you remember if he had a spittoon when he chewed?
He didn't spit. And he could chew and chew and chew. I don't remember him having a, you'd have to ask Jack about that. Jack might know. But I can remember him telling, you know, my dad and mom and that he would go to bed with a wad of tobacco in his mouth, and he'd have it in the morning. He chewed quite a lot then, you know, at first. He chewed tobacco.
Did he have electricity?
Not until just a few years before he left. He didn't have, he had the lamp. And then he had a Coleman lamp too, he had a Coleman lamp. But he had lamps first.
Coal oil lamps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what did he do for heat?
Wood. Of course, he never bought wood. Nobody bought wood around here then. It was all cut.
Were there lots of trees in the area?
Oh, yes. This was all tall timbers.
Did he cut wood for anybody else?
No, just for himself. And it was, in his spare time, you know, he always had lots of wood split and everything for the burn. I don't think he even burned, I don't remember him ever buying coal, but just wood he used.